Hey there, are you ready to build a fitness business that becomes a true income-producing asset? Then I welcome you to the Fitness Business Freedom Show, brought to you by Fitness Revolution. I am your host, Justin Hanover, and we have over 15 years of experience building thriving fitness businesses, and we are committed to sharing our knowledge and expertise with you. You can expect to hear proven business foundations and frameworks, success stories from our coaching partners, and guest experts to give you straight answers for your biggest questions. Doesn't matter if you have an online business, fitness facility, or operate as an independent trainer, you are in the right place to grow your business and create the personal freedom you desire. Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Justin Hanover, success coach with Fitness Revolution. And before we dive in and bring on today's guest, I want to share a little bit about who I have joining me and what you can expect to hear. So today I have the pleasure of speaking with Andrew Frezza. And Andrew is the co-owner and operator of Fit Town Jupiter, along with his brother. It's a 400-member micro gym that does over seven figures per year in revenue. He opened the gym in 2012 under the brand CrossFit Palm Beach and then decided to rebrand and de-affiliate the gym from CrossFit back in 2020. He is also the creator and host of the Care Coach Lead podcast and YouTube channel, where he helps gym owners and coaches have a deeper impact on their clients. He would describe himself as a lifelong athlete, student, and entrepreneur. He loves fitness and playing sports, learning and teaching others, and starting and building businesses. He and his wife even started and sold a nut butter business back in 2012 called Nikki's Coconut Butter that was sold in major retailers across the nation like Whole Foods and Wegmans. He is married and has two amazing boys, 5 and 2 years old. His focus now is on being the best possible husband and dad that he can be while continuing to help fitness coaches across the world create a career doing what they love. This absolutely was an energy-packed conversation with Andrew, and he brought amazing value around developing rock star coaches, as he would call it. And this applies to you whether you're an independent trainer or you are a gym owner with a team. Either way, this is a vital skill set to be able to understand and apply. And Andrew has it dialed in to even the different levels of coaching. He has 5 different levels of coaching and the skill sets needed for each level. And of course, he shares in each one of those levels and how to progress from each one of those levels and what needs to be in place, which gives you more tangible targets to develop as a coach, because it can be hard. Like, people can say, like, oh, you need to become a better coach. Well, what does that mean? Like, how do you become a better coach? And that's what Andrew breaks down and makes it something that you can really understand and know what to focus on. And at the end of this, he actually even shares how to get access to his next 12-week coaching program to basically dial all of this in. And it's an amazing program, which you'll hear all about. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get this going and bring Andrew on here. So today's episode is brought to you by Fitness Revolution. You started your fitness business and you've been in the game now for a few years. You might've even seen some good growth over those years, but now you feel stuck. You feel like the momentum you once had just isn't there and you don't know how to get it back. Should you be focusing on your marketing, your sales, or your team? What is the next bottleneck to focus on that will allow you to break the chains holding you back? That's a great question. And one of the biggest skills as an owner is to be able to understand and identify the next biggest issue to keep your business moving. And this is exactly why Fitness Revolution has created our proprietary needs assessment to allow you to quickly see where your business stacks up and receive immediate feedback on what to focus on next. It's a quick 10-question assessment that will be able to provide valuable feedback to get past sticking points and hit your next goal. Whether you are stuck, feeling frustrated with your current progress, or just want to dial in what's currently working, this assessment is the first step to making that happen. I invite you to head over to the show notes where a direct link to the needs assessment will be so you can easily access it there. Now let's jump into today's show. Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to spend it with us and sharing your insights and wisdom around developing coaches.
Yeah, I'm excited to be on the show. Thanks for having me, Justin.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. So Let's start with giving our listeners that some perspective on you and kind of like that 1,000-foot overview of how you became the Andrew you are today and where you're at in life.
Yeah, so I've always been into sports and fitness my whole life. I grew up playing baseball, basketball, soccer, going one season to the next. I ended up playing baseball in college and then 1 year of pro ball with the Boston Red Sox organization. And then after that, I kind of got away from sports and fitness, did a sales job for a cruise line actually for a couple years, and then found CrossFit in 2011. And I really enjoyed CrossFit when I first found it. It took me about a year to like really see it for what it was and what it could be. And about a year in, I decided, you know what, I want to start coaching this. My eventual goal is to open up my own gym. And through that process, I was convincing my dad and my brother to try it as well. They were living about an hour north of me, so they weren't nearby, but I thought they'd love it too. So I was saying, hey, you got to try this thing. You got to try it. I'm going to start coaching. I'm going to eventually open up my own gym. Well, they did try it. They loved it just as much as I did. And then my dad, he has a real estate background. So he said, well, if you move back home to Jupiter, how about we all open one together? I'll buy the building as a real estate investment. You guys will rent from me and run the business. So we did. And in December of 2012, my brother and I opened up CrossFit Palm Beach in Jupiter, Florida. We opened it up in a smaller 4,000 square foot building. My dad had actually purchased two buildings at once. He thought he was going to rent out the other one and we would just use this smaller building. And then about a year and a half in, he was having trouble renting out that building. And we were doing great, at least by our standards at that point. So we decided to just create like this fitness mecca and use both buildings, which basically tripled our square footage. And fast forward to today, we've since rebranded the gym. We're now FitTown Jupiter. We're no longer a CrossFit affiliate. We still have a program that looks somewhat similar to CrossFit. We call it FTX. That happens in the big building of the two. And then right across this little driveway, we have a program called Beach Fit, which is like a 45-minute boot camp style class. And we have personal training, nutrition coaching. We do all kinds of stuff, kids, teens, sports specific stuff. And we've become that mecca of fitness that we sought out to be. So right now we have 400 members. We're well on a 7-figure run rate. We've been on that for basically 3 years now, outside of a few hiccups with COVID. And we have a team of 8 full-time coaches. And throughout the last 2 years of that, I really wanted to share my journey and what I was learning and what I was benefiting from. So I started a podcast called the 7-Figure Box Podcast for giving topics for coaches and gym owners. I've since rebranded that podcast to Care Coach Lead. And I really focused my time and energy on coaches development and helping coaches make a legitimate career out of being a fitness coach and trainer, and helping gym owners get their time back and do it in a way where they can confidently know that their class experience and their client experience is not being affected because they have a path and a process to develop great coaches to run those classes.
Wow. And that's quite the journey. And I think that's amazing, obviously, where it led you to focusing on this specific area, because I think it is so important, you know, and I think that's an area that hasn't been focused on. I think we saw it for many years in the fitness space, because there's definitely a boom in the fitness space of a lot of coaches coming in. And with anything like that, obviously it results in maybe like subpar experience and quality, let's say. And now I feel like this area is becoming more relevant and a bigger area for people to focus on. I would say comparable, or in some cases even more so than just keep chasing more certifications and stuff like that. They're realizing that the skill set of actual coaching is vital to the success of their service and their business and their clients.
100%. Yeah, that was the pattern that I saw, is that, you know, I mentioned we kind of grew up and got our chops through the CrossFit space. So I did CrossFit's level one, level two, and level three, and still hold a CrossFit level three. And I think CrossFit has always done a really good job of teaching the points performance of the actual exercises and how to cue and correct, how to use visual, verbal, and tactile cues to make athletes move safely and move better. And despite, you know, I think CrossFit's bad reputation for safety is really because of the variety of movements and how technical that they are, and some of the intensity of the workouts as well. But actually, in terms of how they teach and instruct in their certifications, I think they teach the technical side of coaching as good or better than anybody. And then I started to do my own specialty certs. I started to do kettlebell certifications and mobility and Olympic weightlifting and gymnastics and pose running. I mean, I did it all. And all of them made me a little bit better. But what I found is that most of the clients didn't care about that certification that I went to. And until I was able to connect the dots of what I learned in that specialty certification or that more technical based certification in a way that was meaningful to them, it really didn't matter. And actually, what I saw with our coaching staff, the coaches that we had on our team, is that sometimes we would send them to these certifications and they would become a worse coach because they would get kind of stuck in the narrow focus or narrow lens of the individual certification. Like an Olympic weightlifting is a great example. If you get too narrowly focused on the specialty aspects of Olympic weightlifting in a CrossFit setting, in a general fitness setting, you can lose a lot of people who don't really care about Olympic weightlifting or don't really care to add more weight to their bar or get that much stronger, because you haven't made it relevant to them. So we needed a filter, and I set out to create one, a certification that allowed you to filter everything through, which is how do you become a great coach and how do you take this technical knowledge and understand that, yes, it's great to have this knowledge, but how can I apply it to each client where they actually care and they can benefit from this knowledge? And for some clients, you don't need that knowledge. Some clients don't need whatever you learned at an Olympic weightlifting certification to make them better. They need more of the nutrition help or the, you know, how to squat properly, how to deadlift properly. They need more of the basics more than the advanced stuff. And knowing when and how to apply stuff is more important than having more knowledge or more certifications.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think like what you just said there is the key piece of how to apply. I think that's the biggest, like you can learn all the information you want to learn, but if you don't know how to apply it and present it in a way that not only is understood by the client, but actually is going to help them achieve the goals that they want, not just because it's something that you know, and like, you know, it could help them, but like also too, I mean, if it's not something that they are in alignment with, you're just going to cause friction there, and it's not going to be a good client coach relationship. Like say if somebody, whatever, like a stay-at-home parent or something like that wants to lose weight and get stronger. And they do not want to, they just refuse to do any type of like barbell work or anything like that. And you just keep trying to force them to do that because you know it's going to help them and it's going to get them where they want to go. There's obviously, there's a conflict there and it's not helping you. Let's put it that way.
100%.
So in terms of kind of like your approach of developing like high level coaches, I know you have like kind of like a 5-level system to that process. So I was thinking maybe if you can break that down, like what those 5 levels are exactly and how they apply to obviously being a high level coach.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to break that down. So basically this framework is trying to take the intangible of what makes a great coach and make it tangible. And we like to think of it as 5 roles. And I can also talk about the outcome of each role. Okay. And we, our model for this is a pyramid. So we kind of stole CrossFit's framework for this. They have their own pyramid where they say, okay, the foundation of making better clients is to have nutrition. That's the foundation. Okay. So with our foundation of what makes a great coach, we feel that coaches first and foremost have to excel in what we call the cheerleader role. And the cheerleader role for us is not just someone who is encouraging, positive, fun to be around, and motivating. That's certainly a small aspect of being a good cheerleader. But for us, it's the person that invests and develops the one-on-one relationship with clients and understands that until there is trust built up, people don't care what you know until they feel that you care about them. And this is the person that invests in that relationship, gets to know the person, remembers their name, remembers things about them personally, will be, you know, in a group class setting, they'll be on the floor 5 to 10 minutes before class for when someone's early, they're already developing the relationship. They check in with this person multiple times through class to see how they're feeling, how a movement is responding to them. And then they check in with them after class. So tons of individual touch points that the cheerleader is doing. The next level up that someone needs to master, especially in a group class setting, is what we call the director role. And then this is the person that handles all the planning, the preparation, and the logistics of a session. So that could be things like the clock, the music, it could be stations and staging and making sure there's enough equipment for everybody and the class flows well. It's the person that's a good public speaker that is presenting the overview of the day to the group. They're presenting the individual components, whether it be like the warm-up or the workout or the cool down, and they can present it in the way that they can command the room without necessarily having to be loud or aggressive in a way that's, they're using force to make that happen. They make people want to listen to them. And I always stop here because with this cheerleader and director role, if you master these two roles, you can create a experience for someone that feels amazing and you haven't touched anything related to fitness yet. And this is what I believe, especially in like franchise models, like if you're in an Orange Theory or something that's more cookie cutter with how the exercise component is laid out, this is the type of coaches that those models really want. But I also make the argument that even in our model, which looks more like CrossFit, this is the type of coaches that I want at least as their foundation. Because if you're a client coming in and I can make you feel valued, I can make you feel seen, I can develop trust with you. And then in addition to that, you feel like everything about that experience, you always knew what was being asked of you and where you had to go at any given moment during that experience. You're going to come away from that experience going, you know, I don't know what was nice about that, but I really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. Like that was fun. I had a good time. It felt good. I never felt like I was at odds with the coach. I never felt out of place. It just felt good. And if you can master these two levels, it buys you time to then give that person the results they need, which happens usually from your technical coaching and good programming, your having structure and a why behind your workouts. So the next level up is that technical coaching. It's what we call the technician. So if you excel in those first two roles, you earn the right to technically coach someone. You earn the right to then cue where their knees should be in the squat, make sure their back is in a good position when they're deadlifting, to ensure that they're moving safely, and to progress them over time, to constantly look for those nuances that you can make a little bit better. And we feel that the best coaches, it doesn't matter how experienced your athlete is, you can find one thing per day to make them a little bit better. Some kind of cue, some kind of tactical touch, some kind of mindset shift that they can make to make them a little bit better each day. So that's the technician role. And then from there, we move up to the fourth role, which is the programmer. And this is basically the person that can give you the aerial view of the why. Why are we doing this? They are answering that question of why are we doing this? What's the goal of today? You know, why are we doing this exercise and not that exercise? Why are we resting for a minute and not 2 minutes? Like they can answer all of those things and they can individualize it in a group setting where every person feels like they're getting what's right for them that day. What is the goal stimulus of that day? And how do you customize it in a way to each person in that group. And then finally, the top tier of our five levels is what we call the coach. And the coach is really the person that can be any of those other four roles. So when they need to be a great technician, they can be it. When they need to be that cheerleader and that teammate for someone, they could be it. When they need to manage a massive group and get everybody's attention and make sure everybody's moving in the right places, they can be that. In addition to that, they help with a lot of the mindset components. They help the athlete with their confidence. They help the athlete break through obstacles. They are the person that leads by example themselves, right? You can't be a great coach and you're saying one thing, but then you're doing another, right? We often use the example of the stressed out, out of shape trainer. You can't be the stressed out of shape trainer and telling your clients that this is what they're working towards, which is not being stressed out, not being out of shape, yet you're not leading by example yourself. So it's showing up wearing a uniform every day, whatever that uniform is for your gym and your team. It's being showered and clean shaven, smelling nice, and leading by example with your nutrition, your workouts, your sleep, your hydration. It's not about being perfect, but are you working in a positive way, the same way you would ask your clients to work in a positive way, knowing that they're not going to be perfect either, but they're constantly making an effort to be better in those ways. So really that top tier could be called a leader as much as we call it a coach, because that's really what that tier is about.
Yeah. I love how you really like dissected and broke up like what the different components are of obviously developing a high quality coach. And I'm just curious, do you find that there's any particular level that people struggle with the most?
No, actually, when we do, so one of our first exercises in the Rockstar Coaching Intensive that I run, which is a 12-week intensive, I think it's week two, we do an exercise where we give them the five levels. We break it down in detail, and then we ask people, what is your strongest and what is your weakest level? And we really get answers all across the board. You know, we'll get athletes that are coaches that have a military background that are like, I thrive in the director role. I've seen my higher ups do it. I've done it myself. I'm organized. I plan. But you know what? I struggle to connect, if I'm being honest. I struggle to really focus on the relationship. And, you know, that makes it where I do great with some clients and I do terrible with others, you know, or you have clients or coaches that say they're great cheerleaders. You know what? I'm great at building that initial, especially that surface level connection, getting someone's name, getting to know a few things about them. But you know what? I struggle to go deep. I struggle to do that coach and leader side of things where I can have difficult conversations. And, you know, when someone's late to class or someone is just looks like they're having a bad day, or when someone, I think they're not doing all their repetitions and I want to have a conversation, I struggle to have those conversations with them, even though I feel like I have a pretty good relationship with them. So we help people troubleshoot it. We give them the tools to bring up whatever their lowest level is, because we feel like that's really where the best things are going to happen for them coaching wise, is if they can shore up those weaker areas.
That makes sense. And now I'm just curious again with the five levels, like, is there, like, I guess, like, how do you know, and how do they know when they're ready to move to the next level in the, like, the five levels? Like, what do they have to be showing? Like, is there certain, like, actions that need to be taking place, or like what defines how somebody progresses through the five levels?
Yeah, so that's a good question. And it's less about trying to move up the levels as it is about trying to excel in all the levels at any given time. Mm. The reason it's done as levels, though, is because what we often see is that there's coaches that have a great technical knowledge that think they're doing great on the coaching side, but they're fooling themselves. Mm. And they're not actually doing as well as they think they are because they haven't done the cheerleader role really well. Mm. And they haven't really built up a trust. They haven't really built up a connection with their athletes. So in that sense, it's a level, because if you're doing the higher stuff up really well, but you have gaps on the bottom, there's so much being left on the table that you may not even really know or think about in that sense. Now, in terms of assessing where you're at, we just simply assess classes. So our class evaluation process that we do and we teach gym owners and head coaches to do for their teams is assessing in any given class, how much time did you spend in each of the roles and how much time did you not spend in other roles, and wherever that time is not spent. And that's just simply an eye test, a scene of like, okay, we have a checklist where we write down when you're assessing a class, if you have 15 people in class, you have an Excel chart where on the left-hand column, you write down every single person's name in that class. So we have boxes then that go across horizontally on that page where under, you know, if Justin was a client in my class, I'm checking, did Justin get a warm welcome? Did Justin get a technical correction? And was his name used? And we actually tally how many times a person's name was used in there. Did, you know, Justin get a smile or a laugh? Did Justin get a warm goodbye? All of these things are checked off. So then at the end of a class, when we sit down with a coach, we have this beautiful aerial view to say, hey, you said hi and bye to everybody, but you only technically coached 3 people. So of the 15, you had a lot more opportunities to improve people's technique. Actually, a few of them, I felt like they were moving unsafely and you didn't address those. So next time, let's make sure that we attack those unsafe movers first. And then let's make sure that even with your pretty decent movers, let's find a way to give them something they can work on today, something they feel like they can learn and improve upon. So they're getting long-term value here and they don't just quickly jump to the next program that is going to educate them and challenge them in that way.
That makes sense. So I mean, it really sounds like you're also like helping people develop a really good sense of awareness and self-awareness, because it's they have to be able to like aside from your assessments, obviously, if when they're doing it themselves, like they have to be able to on the spot be able to understand where they're fluctuating in between the 5 levels at any given moment and how they're operating within those. So it definitely improving their self-awareness seems like it's a must to obviously be able to excel in this process and to become a good coach. And then, like you said, always have that pulse on what's really happening, connecting yourself to reality. Like, is this, I really resonate with this because I had a coach that worked for me that I would say would like fit into that area of not understanding this process, because like the guy was like brilliant, like book smart, like basically I would say he was right up there with like PT. Like he knew exactly how to handle every part of the body and what to do with everything and how to correct things, but he could not understand why what he viewed as inferior trainers to him were doing better, had more clients, and were ultimately making more.
I lost you for a second. Talk again.
Okay. I can hear you now.
It's weird. For most of the podcast, I was hearing your voice well, but not seeing you move. And then just for that 15-second stretch, I was seeing you move, but I was not hearing your voice.
Oh, okay.
So
all right. Well,
now I got both. I got both again. Well, but you were telling, I don't know if you're going to do editing on this.
Yeah.
But you were telling the story of the trainer, and you got kind of through the start of that of. He was not understanding why these other coaches were doing better than him.
Yeah, basically that's where he was at. Like he just not understanding. He wasn't connecting the dots of building that connection with these people and having that emotional connection. Like you said, like kind of that cheerleading phase. He was missing that entirely, and it was showing. I mean, he made people kind of basically feel stupid talking to him, because he would talk to them as if he's talking to another PT, and he thought he was doing something good, and it was completely missing the mark. So like I was able to experience and see that in real time, what it looks like when someone's disconnected from this process, basically, of how to actually be a good coach. And like, you can't be all one or the other type of thing.
Yeah, you nailed it before when you said self-awareness. That's really what we're trying to give. I mean, if we were to really take a step back and look at how much a successful gym can afford to spend time and money-wise on coaches' development, I think it needs to be very measured. Like, in a perfect world, we would have a head coach that their sole job is like managing the schedule and developing our staff. But I don't believe that most gyms have, I don't think we can charge enough at most gyms to have that type of hierarchy and have this as a completely separate role where that's all someone does. Mm. So what I find at most gyms is that it really looks like 1 to 2 hours a week of consistent coaches development. In our weekly meeting, we meet every Thursday with our team. We always try to do some portion of that meeting dedicated to coaches development. Sometimes it's the full 90 minutes of the meeting. Sometimes it's only 10 or 20 minutes, but every week we're trying to get a little bit better as a staff. And then it often looks like once a quarter or sometimes once every 6 months that I'm actually going to get in there, or my head coach is going to get in there and actually evaluate a class. But our daily coaches development looks like us delivering classes and assessing for ourselves, or me taking a coach's class and immediately talking to him after, hey, I really like this. I thought this could be improved. Let's actually change it for the next class and let's do this instead and make this a little bit better. And then the coach, even if they don't have me there, because they've gone through this Rockstar coaching course and they have this framework, their best guide for developing as coach is actually the member. The member is giving them the feedback with their actions, their attention, their enthusiasm on how they're doing. And they don't necessarily need me or some outside head coach to tell them, because now that they have the right framework, they can look for all these cues and signs of whether they're doing a good job, and they can self-develop without really needing me and only having certain checkpoints along their journey. And I think from a business standpoint, this is really necessary, because most gyms can't afford to pay a head coach 50 grand a year just to do coaches development with their time. That money is going to be better spent elsewhere in order for there to still be profit left over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. And so with how you're explaining this process and how you ultimately said that basically the top level is the leader role, basically, and how they're fulfilling that, I'm curious how you see like this transitioning, like developing better coaches also helps create better business owners. Like, how are you, like, what's like kind of like the thread, if you will, like that you're seeing, like that connects both, because typically whether people are starting out as coach. Developing like basically themselves as a better coach.
I lost part of that question, but I think I got it. How do we make better gym owners with this framework? And I think it really comes down to the base of the pyramid and the top of the pyramid, the cheerleader and that coach role at the top, or that leader role at the top. And what I found is that, so our coaches, their focus is on the client. Once you're a gym owner or a general manager or a head coach, your focus goes on your other coaches. Okay. So my job as an owner is to make sure that our coaches are successful, and it's our coach's job to make sure our clients are successful. So the same approach that I had with our clients when I was coaching a lot more classes of, well, let me develop the one-on-one relationship. Let me get to know this person. Let me build trust with this person. And then on the leadership side, okay, what am I doing to lead by example? How am I making sure that I'm showing up as a professional? And where am I making sure that I'm willing to have difficult or uncomfortable conversations with this person, where there's things that are unsaid that we need to bring to the surface? So that skill of being able to have difficult conversations is the skill that translates the most. You have to be willing to address things when they come up. And it always needs to be in the context of that coach's goals. So one of the first exercises that we have in our course is an exercise called Why Do You Coach? And we have coaches fill out it's about 8 questions or so. And it's questions of like, why did you get into coaching? What do you do in your spare time when you're not working? What are the things that you read, you watch, you listen to when you're not coaching? If you had $100 million in the bank and you never had to work or coach a day in your life ever again, what would you do? What would you do with your time? What would you spend your days on? And once you know what this person's sort of natural propensity is in their life and what they love, what they are passionate about, then your job is to figure out where is their alignment, where is their overlap between the two of your goals. And you're trying to figure out ways, well, how can I make this person successful and do it in a way where it aligns with our business goals? And sometimes it's not aligned. And sometimes you say, you know what, it's time for us to move on or part ways. Or we also use this in our hiring process and we give it to our gym owners that we work with to be a part of their hiring process, because you can save yourself a lot of time and energy by just hiring the right people and not hiring the wrong people. So we try to do it on the preventative side. But once they're on our staff, we bring these questions back up throughout their journey to create alignment and to make sure that we're continuing to work in the same direction. So, you know, it's funny, I say difficult or uncomfortable conversations, because when you first start doing them, they're really hard. But now they're the conversations that I look forward to the most, because it's really about like, hey, what are you excited about right now? Like, that's what I want to know with our coaches. Okay, great. Like, let's give you more of these opportunities, or let's work towards making this a bigger part of your role so you can continue to work towards what we call your perfect day.
Mm. Yeah, no, I like that. It's just really being purpose-driven behind everything within your business and how you're developing your team is so important. And I like how you pointed out there, just making sure that the goals are aligned, because like, that's a huge thing, obviously, with like where the business needs to be going and then where your coach wants to go. And if those were like on two different planets, then like you said, like chances of that actually being a good thing for both parties, it's not going to be there, you know, because like you want it to be a good environment for that coach. And then you want the coach to be contributing to the business as well. So I think that was a really great way to break that down and see how this like this correlates to helping you become a better, more effective business owner and guiding your team in a way that's going to like allow everybody to win. So like all boats rise together type of thing is really the perspective here. So with I know you have like your coaching program, your 12-week coaching program that you take people through to literally walk them through this process and kind of like what we've been explaining here, helping them become better, more effective coaches that can actually build a happy and sustainable career. So could you pull back the curtain on that a little bit for us and like kind of shed like what exactly is this 12-week program? And then I thought it would be like, interesting for you to share maybe a case study or two from people that have walked through that process.
Yeah. So it's, I've done different iterations of it, and each time I try to make it a little bit better. So the current version of it, which we're going to be launching a new cohort on March 28th, it's going to be 12 weeks long. And it's an online course that is also going to have in-person group calls each week. Okay. So each week you have 30 to 45 minutes of video content. Each week there's a quiz and then most weeks have more of an open-ended exercise as well. I brought up that Why Do You Coach exercise where they're filling out those 8 questions and really getting clarity on if they want to be a coach, why they want to be a coach, and what that would look like for, you know, the next 5, 10, 20 years if they were to chase it. That's just a small example of it. And then each week we're going to meet for group calls where we build on the content of that week. We troubleshoot individual issues that people are having, and we just make sure that they're really dialing in and nailing each level of it. So we kind of have that broad overview to start. We get the vision for each coach as well as the vision for the gym owner. And then we spend 2 weeks on each of the roles. We spend 2 weeks on the cheerleader, 2 weeks on the director, 2 weeks on the technician, 2 weeks on the programmer, and 2 weeks on the coach. And we talk about each of the attributes and skills that you need to master in each level, and not just talking about it from a theory perspective, but making sure people are implementing it with exercises and actions. And that's the cool thing about this being a 12-week course, it being online, is that we have the time to try stuff, implement stuff, and then iterate on it and improve on it. So this version is for coaches. So a coach can sign up individually if it's just a single coach at a gym. We also have entire gyms that are signing up. So the gym owner and their entire team are part of it. I've done an owner's version in the past where it was specifically for owners and each team went through it. But this version, if you're a single coach that wants to be able to create a roadmap for yourself to a legitimate full-time career, you're doing classes and personal training sessions right now, but you kind of feel like you're spinning your wheels and you don't have that self-assessment process. You do a class and you're like, I think that was pretty good. Like, it kind of felt good, but I can't point to really anything specific that went well or didn't go well. And you want a really tangible way to say, you know what, that was a great class because I did X, Y, and Z. I spent time in these roles. I touched everybody. I did this, and you feel good about it. And then you can build off of it the next time. And then once you get the group class mastered, how do you build a personal training book of business? How do you develop your skills where you can be an asset to a team, where you can eventually become a head coach or general manager? That's the roadmap that we're going to lay out for coaches. So we worked with a lot of full gyms, and what we find in those full gyms is that the owner gets time and peace of mind. The owner gets to stop coaching as many classes or one-on-one sessions. They can choose to still coach if they want, but they don't have to because they can trust their team and they know how to hire and develop new team. And then the coaches have clarity on what it is they need to do to take the next steps in their career. And they have clarity on whether they actually want to chase this as a career. And that can't be understated enough, is like not just going through the motions where you're one foot in and one foot out. There's so many coaches that have a part-time job somewhere, they're doing something else. And like, I'm such a big believer of like finding your purpose and diving all in on that purpose. And that shines through with the Rockstar coaching materials and who we like to work with, that, you know what, I'd rather you decide today that you don't want to be a coach and leave the industry, or decide you want to be a coach and go all in on it, or figure out the plan to be able to go all on it, then be half in, half out for the next decade of your life, which to me is just a waste of 10 years.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. And it's, I mean, you're not moving anywhere. I mean, and that's, I think the big thing with this is you want to help people move somewhere and create actual careers out of this. Because I think a lot of good people probably have come into the fitness industry and left the fitness industry because they just didn't know how to develop in a way to actually turn this into a career. And I think that's like obviously the big piece that you're providing with this puzzle is helping people connect the dots of learning, helping them teach and learn the skill sets that aren't really addressed, like whether you go to school or certifications and stuff like that. They're teaching you obviously the technical skill set that you need to know, but not how to actually be successful and apply this in a way that's going to allow you to attract people to you, nurture people, and keep people to ultimately get the best result.
I want to talk about that because there's so many. We in the cheerleader role, we talk about this idea of caring, and something that comes up a lot is like, well, you know, owners are asking this. Owners are saying, "Well, I can't teach my coaches to care," and I'm like, "No, you can't." But there's so many coaches who care that don't have the skill set to show that they care. Like I could, you know, and I use the relationship example. You might love your girlfriend, you might love your wife, but are you doing the actions that person feels loved and feels cared for? Maybe yes, maybe not. But I think it's a, I think there's a skill there, not just a feeling. You need the skill to support that feeling and to grow that, grow and nurture that emotion and that feeling behind it. So when I look at how this industry takes people in and spits people out, I think most people get into this industry because they do care. They want to have an impact. They want to change lives. And I want to encourage them that they are having an impact, because if you look at the coach versus the doctor, I mean, doctors have so much more red tape and schooling to get to do what they want to do. You know, they might have to go 8 years of school, ton of debt, student debt, student loans. And then once they get into their professions, they can have an impact on people. But oftentimes the doctor is playing defense. The doctor is keeping the person away from the coffin, the, you know, the nursing home, whatever it is. But the trainer gets to play offense. The trainer gets to save quality of life, not just prevent death. And to me, that is, I mean, maybe that's, some people get really motivated by keeping people alive. I get motivated by keeping quality of life and keeping people living a life that they feel excited about and want to use their bodies every day and want to move and want to be healthy and want to be able to accomplish all these amazing things. So I believe that the coach role, the trainer role, is one of the most, if not the most important role and professions that are out there. And my hope is that, you know, I can inspire and educate coaches to stick around in this industry and fulfill that role and have that impact for years and decades. And they have to understand that it will take time. Like, I'm giving you the roadmap in this course, and you're going to be so much better on week 12 than you are at week one in this course. But if you expect to be at the level of the doctor in 12 weeks, then, you know, you just have, you know, the wrong expectation. If you're willing to have success along the way, which is what I'm going to get you, you know, you're going to have wins along the way, but realize that until you get 4, 6, 8 years in, you're still an apprentice in my mind. You're still developing your skills, honing your skills, because if you want to have life-changing impact, you have to develop these life-changing skills. So this is really the stepping stone to get there. Hopefully I can pull those seeds of passion and inspiration to keep people in this industry and to get them those wins early enough in their careers that they will stick around long enough to have that true impact on the back end.
Well, I believe you will with the approach that you're taking and everything that you guys are doing behind the scenes to make this work. I definitely would say you're on that path to make that happen. Now for that person that's listening that wants to check out this 12-week program and join it, where do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so you can go to carecoachlead.com/rockstar. And it's actually care-coach-lead.com/rockstar. But yeah, that's the landing page for the course. So it talks about what are the objectives of the course, what's included in the course. You can sign up right on that page, or you can book a call with me if you're on the fence, or have more questions about it. And then if you just want to learn more about what we're doing, you like the topics, you want to dive in more, we have a podcast under Care Coach Lead, the Care Coach Lead Show. And then we have a YouTube channel also under care-coach-lead that we shoot a lot of little short 5 to 15 minute exercise breakdowns, coaching tips, different things where it's all done from the mindset and outlook of this rockstar coach. It's not just giving you the points of performance for the sake of it. It's communicating in a way that allows you to best connect the dots for your clients to deliver value to them. So yeah, check any of those out and hopefully I'll see some of you guys in the course and the immersion.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I hope that I encourage you, I strongly encourage you, if you're listening to this, to check out the 12-week program, whether you are in the business owner role or the actual coach. Both ways there's no way you're not going to walk through this and come out the other side a better version of yourself. And if that's something you care about, then this is a program that you need to be looking into and being a part of. Now, before we wrap up the conversation, Andrew, like I mentioned to you before we hopped on here, I like to kind of wrap up with getting your perspective Basically, if a coach or a business owner or gym owner came to you looking for support based on your background, your
I lost you. Can you repeat the back half of the question? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, can you repeat the just the question again? You said everything leading up, but I didn't hear the question.
Okay. So basically the question is just if a gym owner or a coach came to you looking for support on their journey, based on what you know, your insights and what you've walked through, what do you think is the most important thing for them to hear?
Yeah, I would say to go to that exercise that I laid out, and specifically that one question is, if you had $100 million in the bank, what would you want your day-to-day to look like? And you had brought this up actually on my podcast. You were nice enough to come on the Care Coach Lead Show. And we talked about surrounding yourself with ideal clients and ideal staff members that you enjoy being around. And I think that for most gym owners, they want to be single location boutique gym owners. And even if you want to be more than that, I still think it applies. But if you can create your little part of the world that is aligned with you, and you're surrounded by people that share a lot of your values and interests, then not only are you more likely to see success, but you're able to enjoy the journey along the way in the process. And usually you get both. Usually you get a more enjoyable journey and you get more success because there's more alignment there. So I would start by kind of going within, answering that question of, you know, what would I do with my time, my energy, if I had the $100 million in the bank?
That's a great exercise and a great question. And I think that's a great way to wrap up this conversation.
Yeah, I also had a coupon code for you guys. So if anybody wants to do the course, I created something special for this group. So I created a code REVOLUTION. And if you guys put it in at checkout, you'll get an extra $100 off. We have like a beta group pricing if you get in early enough, depending on when you get in, and you get an extra $100 off with that REVOLUTION code.
Nice. Excellent. And we'll definitely be sure to include that in the show notes so you guys don't miss out on that opportunity and be able to capitalize on that and move your career, your journey forward, whether you're in that business owner role or a coach role. Either way, you're going to be able to benefit from this. And Andrew, if anybody had any specific questions and they wanted to connect with you specifically outside of the program, what's the best way for them to do that with you?
They can email me directly, andrew@fittown.com. So fittown.com. We'll get them there. So andrew@fittown.com, shoot me a message and I'd love to chat.
Okay, perfect. And I hope you guys do take them up on that. Cause again, that's obviously how opportunities open up when you take it, extend yourself, put yourself out there, connect with people, and you don't know what can come from it. But you can count on nothing coming from it if you do nothing. So Andrew, I just want to thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for the insights and the wisdom that you shared within this conversation and just what you're doing for the industry as a whole. We really appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Justin.
And last thing, I just want to obviously thank you, the listener, because without you, there wouldn't be a show. And we're happy that you're looking for ways and resources to improve your business, because that's a vital part is to staying relevant and growing, is you constantly have to keep looking for ways and how you can do things better and shoring up your weaknesses. So now you know it's about you've taken this information in, and now you need to make action and make a decision to take action and apply it. That's where the benefit really comes in. With that being said, I look forward to having you join us on the next episode of the Fitness, Biz, and Freedom Show. Thank you so much and take care.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode on the Fitness Business Freedom Show. On behalf of Fitness Revolution and myself, we are thrilled you are looking for ways and resources to move your business forward, and we are honored to be that source for you. If you'd like to receive more business building support from us, be sure to head over to the show notes and join our subscriber list and stay on top of all the industry insights that matter most to you. Now, before I close out today's show, if you found this episode beneficial in any way, I just ask you to leave us a simple review to help other gym owners find us and discover this show. Thank you so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Fitness Business Freedom Show.